Okay, so before we get started, is everybody back?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Good. So before we get started, I wanted to first ask if there are any announcements.
I just wanted to say that the GSA session proposal submission deadline is today at midnight. So, and Tamara is submitting a session on climate literacy. I'm submitting a session on climate literacy. This is Anna Gold. And if anyone wants to submit a session, you have the rest of the day today.
That's right. And this is Don. And if you are interested in submitting a session, send me a note to get Geoscience Ed Division sponsorship. I'm also involved in a session on controversial issues. Short course proposals are due February 1st.
Okay, and if your session is really focused on climate literacy, if you start with like we've done with others, start with the words in the title, climate literacy, and then that'll make them seem more coherent.
This is Jane Hines-Fry. I have a question. Is anyone presenting at the AAAS conference?
I'm not.
Not I.
Okay. Thank you.
The only connection to AAAS, this is Frank at NOAA, is because of the clean connection to the portal, but it'll be more tangential than direct to the literacy efforts.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other announcements? Okay, if not, then we will get started on the major topic of our discussion today, which is to begin to collect feedback from the Climate Literacy Network on the Next Generation Science Standards. Unfortunately, since they were released 2 hours after our teleconference last week, we really weren't able to discuss the structure of this conversation. So Art did offer a very good suggestion in terms of having sort of going around and everybody sort of presenting what their concerns are, and I can capture those on this Google Docs, and then we can go back and talk about the ones that we all consider the highest priority. We can talk about those in a little bit more detail. The other thing that I want to point out, and I added this to the top of the Google Docs page, is that I went in and looked at the survey asking for the responses, and there's for each of these performance expectations of which we can provide comment, there are also a series of 4 questions that are basically Likert scale kinds of responses. And so as we address some of these in detail, it would be good to be able to just sort of say which one of those are. So the questions are, and they are, I did list them at the top of the Google Docs draft, but is the performance expectation too prescriptive or too vague? How grade appropriate is it? How relevant is it to the cross-cutting concepts, to the core idea? And how well would meeting this performance expectation demonstrate a student's understanding of the disciplinary core idea? So just keep those in mind. If we don't answer all of them for each one, I don't think it's terrible, but if we can provide that feedback also for those that we discuss in some detail, that would be good. The other question that I wanted to ask before we get into the particular details is that everybody now knows that these standards were presented in 2 forms. One focused on the entry is the disciplinary core ideas, and the other is by topic, which is related to the topics that they were presented in the first draft. There are 2 totally separate forms for that, and it's really more just an arrangement of how they are, and it would be better if we could just submit 1 form. So I was just wondering if people gravitated towards one or the other, or do we really have a widespread in terms of who sort of used each different version?
Hi, this is Art. I thought the naming of the versions was kind of weird. I would have called one grade by grade. At least that's the way it was from, K1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 5, and then middle school, and then high school. So I forget which one they called that. And then there's the other one that goes by ESS-1, ESS-2, ESS-3, et cetera. I went towards the latter, but, you know, going by the core idea and following how that progressed towards. But I see both are useful.
Yeah, well, I actually think, I mean, I kind of gravitated to the one that was a disciplinary core ideas.
I did also.
But I can see that on the user side, on the teacher side, having them organized by topics is probably more useful. So, well, as we go through this, I'm going to make the assumption that you've used the disciplinary core ideas ones, and everybody please give the designation, the letter and number designation. And if you've used the other one, just let me know, and we'll just try to keep track of it and maybe try to transfer it or something. We'll see how that plays out. So with that, I did put on the two people sent me comments by email before this call, and I've entered those comments in this Google Doc, and they're below. One is from Rebecca Anderson. She sent me an email on the 14th. And then the other is from Art Sussman, and he sent an email today. And so I'll give both of them the opportunity to describe them, but their comments are there for everybody to see. So with that, I'd like to open it up, and I'm not sure how to – I don't have
Tamara,
people raising – yes?
This is Karen. Could you please also post the comments that Don and I submitted to you by email?
Okay, I'll go back and look for those.
Not right now, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let me just make sure I'll type that in here now. And Karen, are yours and Don's different? Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, they're sequential, yeah.
Okay, so I've got a note to myself here in the...
Thank you.
So I'll get that later. Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, so we can go around now, and people can identify particular standards that they would like to address, and maybe at this point just indicate which one, and if there's a two or three word comment you want to add, and I'll put your name on it. And then once we get all of them out on the table, then we can decide how to proceed in terms of which ones to have a more detailed conversation about. Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. So who would like to start?
I've got
one. I don't
know
everybody's name. Okay. So what's
your name? Frank.
Frank. Okay.
So, Tamara, I'm gonna reply all and give you guys a link to one. I'm not sure. The coding system's a little bit odd,
yeah.
But you're trying to figure out how to describe these by the code. But it's the high school Earth System Science or Earth and Science Systems and Space. It's ESS-3, Human and Earth and Human Activities is the page. I sent you all the link to it.
And this is high school level?
High school. So it's HS-ESS-3, and the specific ones I'm looking at is G, H, and I. And why? And there's some usage of terms in here in the performance expectation that I don't really know if a high school student could even get close to doing this. And so if you listen to the language, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but use geoscience data and results of global climate change models to make evidence-based forecasts of climate change. I mean, to make a forecast in high school, that really means something in our community. And that's a small task. I don't think people in high school. The way community uses that word, but I mean, we need to talk about what would be better that they don't confuse people. That's also, so I don't know if we want to stop there. Does that Is that jocked to anybody?
It seems like it might be a tall order. Why don't we stop there? Give some comment about H and I since you mentioned those?
Sure. I'll bring. So if you look at, they're all in the kind of a set. So H, apply scientific reasoning, theory, and models to construct explanations of how humans may predict and modify the impacts of. Right. Use models to construct explanations. That's okay. I think my biggest problem with one was G. The G, H, I are related to each other because they all come from the same core disciplinary ID, which is the global climate change section.
Mm-hmm.
But the I think the biggest problem I have is that forecast one.
Okay. All right. So I've captured those three. We can come back to those. Are there others people want to get on the table?
Yeah, I'd like to chime in a bit, kind of a bigger picture thing.
Because you say your name, so I can make sure.
Sorry, this is Art.
Okay, Art.
Like looking at H and I, how many times do you have to read those sentences to begin to try and wrap your head around what it is.
A lot of time.
Thank you, Art.
Yeah. They're really complex sentences. At first, I was going to make a big deal about it, and then I looked at some, and they were not so complex, so I thought, okay, I'll back off. But then, Frank, you're putting these out again, and I'm trying to read H and I, and trying to think, what am I supposed to be doing as a student? There's so many clauses within clauses within clauses there. If we feel this is a generic thing, I think we should make a comment about that. I think it's in part an outgrowth of them, merging the core idea with the the cross-cutting and with the practice. So putting all those three pieces into these statements almost makes you have to do something like that. But I think they need help so that they're not so hard to read and understand.
Okay.
And then I second what Frank had to say about the G. It might be just changing what they want them to do instead of make, to compare evidence-based forecasts or critique or... use evidence-based forecasts to say what the
right.
Could be like in your location over...
Yes, or to identify trends in a particular day.
Good.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get all the rest of the standards that people want to discuss identified, and then we can go back and have more detailed discussion about this one. Are there others that people would like to put on the table?
Well, so I got mine on the screen. This is Art again. Maybe I just say what they were.
Yeah, you say it again so that I can then capture it in this smaller list.
Okay, so one is about, I'll do the second one first, which is about a particular standard that is at a H high school, and it's Earth System Science 2, and it's letter F. And it's a really important one, and it's one that they didn't do such a good job of last time, this time they did a much better job. But they're talking about, they're trying to get at the issue of scale. So they're using time scales of 10 to 100 years, 10,000 to 100,000 years, and 10 million to 100 million years. I like the examples you're giving because the 10 to the 100 years is very much in line with climate change caused on that time scale by changes to the atmosphere, which is what we're dealing with. And then the medium time scale is about the cycles where we get to the ice ages because of the changes in the orbit. And then they gave for the million years an example of long-term changes to the atmosphere. So I'm not really sure what they're looking at for planet Earth for that. And I was wondering whether a better example might be changes to the configurations of the continents resulting in long-term climate change. And I don't
well,
know...
I, So I was reading that art, and I agree to an extent, but the atmosphere did evolve also. I mean, it used to be much more, there used to be no oxygen at all, and I think that's probably what they're referring to. But again, why don't we just, I've captured this, and we will, we can discuss it after we get more on the table.
Yeah, and the other one is more important to me, which is about ocean acidification. And just acid base in general. It seems like acid base in general gets really short shrift. I did a search for acid and only got 8 references, and a bunch of those were amino acid and nucleic acid. There was only one where it was in the actual performance expectation, and it was, again, amino acid. There was only one reference to ocean acidity, and the others were therefore in the clarification statements. So I thought there were more opportunities to highlight ocean acidification.
Okay. Others?
This is Karen. I'd like to suggest the one that Don and I discussed online, and that's HFLS2J.
Okay. I'm just so that I can see. What I'm doing is I'm going to the online version and trying to actually look at it. So HFLS2.
Correct. And then J.
Okay. Do you want to read it for anybody who's not?
It's design, evaluate, and refine a solution for reducing negative impact of human activities on the environment and ways to sustain biodiversity and maintain the planet's natural capital. And it's the clarification and then the assessment boundary that I was questioning. The emphasis seems to be on designing an engineer way to do that. And then the assessment boundary says the assessment should provide evidence of students' abilities to provide reasonable explanations of what might happen as the basis for proposed engineering solutions, assuming that, of course, engineering solutions are the answer to the problem. And there was no, I suggested, or providing evidence that a proposed engineering solution might not work, and Don suggested other ways to revise it. But I'm just very concerned with the assumption that the way to address human impacts on the environment is to propose an engineering solution and assume that it can work.
Yeah. I support your
input. Right. I support that position as well. And when I reflect back on the original broad letter that was written to the NGSS, it included things like when the next social science frameworks are addressed, that we'll have other problem-solving approaches that are linked to these standards.
That's
so there's
an important
political answers,
change.
Too.
Okay. Are there other standards that people would like to have on the list to address?
So there's another one. It's in the high school ESS2 Earth Systems, the Earth Systems. It's the one right below the one Art identified, the real scientific literature, critically, you know, and scale. But it starts off, it's HS-ESS2G. And it's another time when they talk about models. And I don't know if they're talking about more conceptual models, but if they're talking about actual atmospheric models, they got a problem here. Because it says, develop, revise, and use models of atmospheric circulation. And so, Tamara, you used to work in this space.
Mm-hmm.
Others may on the phone. I don't know if students in high school can revise an atmospheric model.
They probably can't develop one either.
Yeah.
Right. So there's conceptual models, something else. They're using the word model again in a way that if you're in the scientific community, this is going to trigger different issues than what they mean. So thereby their words are, they have to clean up their language somehow.
Yeah. I see exactly what you're meaning there. It's the difference between conceptual models, which may be what they mean, versus computer models, which is
right.
what
exactly.
we're probably thinking.
Right. Yeah, which is
thank
exactly
you
what
so much. That's terribly important.
So if you go down further on this list, the HSESS2J, use models of how the flow of energy between the sun and the Earth's atmosphere, you know, it's now we're in a different part of model. But I think this is a more universal problem because they use the word model. I mean, if you just search this whole thing by model, it's going to show up all over the place.
Yeah, and K is quantitative models.
Right.
By the way, you guys, I did go to the NGSS webinar on the science practices, and one of those webinars addressed models, and most of it was about conceptual models. It was not about computer models like we're thinking about.
Exactly.
So this, okay. I agree with you, and I think it's important that this gets clarified.
Who just said that? Because I just
that's
want to
count. Jane.
That's Jane.
That's Jane.
Is there, in the front matter, a clear description of what they mean when they use the term model? So I think maybe that's what we're talking about.
This is Catherine Halverson, and I remember something in that introductory matter. I haven't found it again yet, but I'm looking for it. And they describe models as in three different types of models, and that students should become facile with all three at some point.
Okay, what are the three? There's conceptual models and mathematical models, and what's the third type of model? Physical? I guess maybe physical models.
Probably. I'm looking to see where it is in that front matter. If I can find it again.
Well, it seems for clarity then that means before they use the term model, they need to use one of those adjectives.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, even if it's in the front matter, not everybody's going to be reading every little piece or remember that.
Right, but I think it, you know, distributing those three inside the text. If they mean, you know, conceptual model, they should use conceptual model for clarity.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there other comments? I'd also like to invite Rebecca Anderson to comment on the email that she sent me and the concerns that she had.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Before we leave this page, can we stay on HSESS2 just for a second? I'm concerned with the dominant use of models for all of those in everything that I see on my screen right now. It says model, 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 model. And there are
Is this Karen?
Yes. There are other practices and procedures that might be equally valid for some of those.
And is this mostly at the high school level?
I mostly looked at high school, so I can't answer that question.
Well, I just typed in model into the search field on the PDF, and it appears on 77 of 105 pages.
77 of 105 pages?
Yeah.
Good job.
There's a rut there.
That's true, but I also think that understanding models are incredibly important and very poorly, and conceptual models, and I'm guessing all three of the types of models that they're talking about in the front matter, which I haven't read. So there's a part of me that goes, wow, that's a lot, but that's also, there's a part of me that says, good.
Right. I mean, there's been a real evolution. You know, I mean, there has, you know, in the past, I mean, a lot of my work was in modeling, and this is computer modeling of the climate system. And it's something that, you know, it was difficult to even get it accepted, and some of the simple models, mathematical models in the scientific community, and this was quite a while ago. So the fact that it's more accepted now is a good thing, but I agree that it has to be clarified and balanced by other ways of understanding these concepts.
Now, this is Art. I think that number's, you know, finding it on 70 out of 100 is because each page has a lot of stuff on it, so it might just be on, you know, on some clarification statement the word is used, or so I think we would actually need to look at the performance expectations themselves. You know, what percentage of the performance expectations are based on models and analyzing models.
Good point.
And a broad question would be: how are the science practices distributed across the performance objectives? So there's not just modeling, there's 8 different science practices. So are they fairly addressed?
I would bet that they had some spreadsheet where they were keeping track of that.
I would assume so.
But I don't know.
Would hope so.
Yeah.
But I think that one of the other sides of having an approach like that is that they're probably grabbing certain terms and like, oh, we need to put model in here and then we need to put it in there. And so you're getting some legacies of that. Because, I mean, the couple examples we looked at, there's a mismatch as a result of that thinking. I think you could still
get
there.
For different subcommittees working on each part, so the degree to which that was balanced in the end, we don't know.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to, so Rebecca, are you still there? Can you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Did you want me to just address the spreadsheet that I sent you?
Yeah, why don't you just give an overview of what your concerns were, and I'll capture that now, and then when we get to a deeper discussion, we'll go to the
discussion. Okay. Well, one thing I noticed when I was just looking at the, I think by topic area, that in the first draft, climate change had its own topic heading, and it seems that has been lost this time, that it went from Earth systems, climate change, and then Earth and human activity, or human sustainability, maybe they called it. And in high school, climate change had its own topic in the first draft, and now it has been absorbed into those two, since it's been organized by CCIs, either ESS2 or ESS3. And I think all the performance expectations were then moved into each of those two, but I think that's just something to note, is that it no longer has its own topic.
While you're getting here, is there a reason why you didn't focus on the weather and climate high school topic?
No, I think that is one of them. Which one? Which number is that? Actually, you know what? I was looking at it by GCI, and I think weather and climate is a topic now.
Yes, yeah. It is a topic.
The thing is that Rebecca, I think that the topics last time were different than the DC. So if you were looking at the DCIs, then there was never a particular one that said climate. There was weather. There was
a topic, yeah.
It was a topic, and that's what these topics are sort of balanced on that. So now there's a high school one that says weather and climate, where there wasn't one like that before. There was a middle school one like called that before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But we did lose one called climate change specifically, correct?
Right, but now we gained one called weather and climate.
Weather and climate,
right.
Okay. Yeah. I also took a look at there was an Appendix J that I thought was really interesting, that looked at how high schools and middle schools might map out three sequential or maybe non-sequential courses, and how they would include the do standards in those courses. And so that was really interesting that they sort of proposed some ideas, and some of them definitely said, you know, there will be significant professional development needed for teachers, especially in the area of Earth and space science.
I've heard others have some concern that there's one version of those courses that sort of devalues Earth science because it talks about integrating it into the current courses, which are biology, physics, and chemistry.
That's option three.
Yeah,
there's also, this is Jason Cervenick at Bird Puller. At least in the physics community, there's some concern about that as well because they're puzzled. There's a lot of concern as to how they will do that in the physics community without radically changing how they treat their current content. That option three.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if we can fight option three, that would be a good thing.
I also put the two first draft and second draft next to each other in a tape to try to compare, and that can get shared with the group if that's helpful.
Okay, yes. I've actually put the link to your Google Doc both in this Google Doc page and on the Climate Literacy Network teleconference page, so people can go see your document that you described, and so your notes are all there.
Okay.
And Rebecca, I found that very helpful, and I just have a quick question about whether you saved the old document or where you got that, because I kept wanting to do that.
I think I have a PDF. I think quite a few people do, of the May standards.
I can actually post that on the Climate Literacy Network because I did make a copy of the May draft.
Yep.
And I can post that along with everything else, all the other documents we put on the Climate Literacy Network teleconference page.
Great.
Yeah, and I'll note that people might want to make sure they save PDFs of stuff right now on this draft so that they can look back.
Because it will probably disappear too.
Right.
Oh, good. Yep.
So my table comparison is not comprehensive at all. I didn't get into life science, so those can be added to there if we want to use that as a starting point.
Okay, are there any other standards that people would like to put on the table?
I don't want to make a big thing of this, but just an aside, I do want to mention that I discovered that there is absolutely no mention of the germ theory of disease in any way, shape, or form in these standards, and I was just appalled when I found that out. So I checked with some of the people who were involved in the Life Science Committee, and it is true. It is nowhere.
Is that something that was intentional? I mean, or do you know?
It was discussed and debated, and it was decided there isn't room for everything.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Golly, nice epidemic we're having.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
I don't find our climate change discussion. I just wanted to mention it.
Okay.
Well, you know, we don't win all of them, but I mean, you know, we did get the climate one well. Ocean is not very happy right now, by the way. The ocean community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The word disease only appears twice.
All right. So, I'll ask one more time. Are there any other standards people would like to put on the table?
Tamara, this is Scott. I think something we talked about last week was simply going through the comments that we made in May and just seeing how they were addressed. So that's certainly just a small exercise to see whether those edits were made or whatever. So there's a whole list of those things on our submitted document.
It seems to me that I don't know about the time frame we have, but I guess that to some extent that probably makes sense. I'm just worried about spending too much time going to whether or not they addressed something from last time.
Well, I think part of it is that there was a concern that the group had in May and just seeing how that's played out in this new draft. That's really all it is.
Okay.
And I haven't had a chance to go through all of that stuff, and a couple of us probably should have a look at that. In addition, obviously, to these other things.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think Jane's mention of the need to connect with the social studies standards is still relevant, and I would be in favor of mentioning that again.
Mm-hmm.
It goes along with not looking at engineering as the only way to solve problems.
Yeah.
Yep.
So one of the other interesting about Appendix J, which is about the recommended course sequencing for actually implementing this, if you look at Conceptual Model 1, the door for breaking down the domains between the space, physical, and Earth. And
what are you referring to, Frank?
So in Rebecca's Google Doc, in the right below that first table, she's laying out the three conceptual models of how you would implement this. Why I bring that up in the context of the social sciences is option one, basically half of your social sciences is dominated by physical sciences, then a quarter is about Earth and a quarter is about life, and then the second year, about half life, quarter Earth, quarter physical. And then the third year is half Earth, quarter life, quarter physical. By the fact that we blended those three together over those 3 years, that all students would take this set of ideas, allows you, I think it's a model that it makes it connections to the social sciences much more likely, as opposed to model two, which is you get a year of physical, a year of life, and a year of Earth. The order is not implied in that, but and then option three is devastatingly bad as a conceptual framework. But it makes it even harder because now you're having a chemistry teacher connecting earth sciences to social sciences. I see that as just really undoable.
Actually, I understand the reason why they have that third version, because school districts have these three courses in place, and so they might be hesitant to, they might want to sort of stick with them, but I think that I agree that it sort of undermines the whole purpose of the standards, which is to do away with
them. I'm sorry, where is this, which document is this you're referring to?
All right, so then if you go to the Google Doc that I sent out, towards the bottom there's a comment from Rebecca, and there's a link to her Google Doc there. And
yeah.
If you go to that one, that's the one we're talking about, towards the bottom of her document.
But I'll send you guys.
I thought Frank was talking about what's called Appendix J in.
That's what this piece was about.
Yeah, I'm sending the link to the specific document.
Okay.
As well, right?
Yeah,
I think I sent it to you the other day. Yeah. Did you find it, Don?
Yeah.
It's Karen. It is the same thing. I mean, we're talking about the same thing.
Okay, got it.
I would prefer that they not have that third model, because I think it just undermines the whole purpose of the new standards.
Karen, this is Rebecca again.
Yeah?
Just following on Karen's comment about engineering is not the only option. I think it would be interesting to look. And I haven't done this yet. They referenced geoengineering a couple times, and do they reference just simply like emissions reduction strategies? Is that something that gets mentioned at all?
I'm not sure I understand. I want to try to capture what you're saying, but I'm not sure I understand. Could you say it again? Rebecca, are you there?
No. I believe what she was saying was that geoengineering is used, but the just emissions reductions, it's not a geoengineering thing in the way we talk about geoengineering, but it's your just reduction in emissions is
conservation of energy.
Right. Exactly. Conservation of natural resources, keeping carbon deposits in the ground as opposed to, that's not geoengineering, it's another way of looking at the solution space.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just energy conservation is a strategy that has nothing to do with engineering, just for maybe more efficiency.
So basically what you're saying is that the solution should go beyond just engineering?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's being said.
And mention other strategies. Such as?
Yeah, there actually is mention of regulating sources of pollution, which is may include engineering, but certainly isn't limited to it. That's in EFS 3.C,
right.
page 92 of the PDF.
C?
Yeah, human impacts on Earth systems. You want me to read it?
Wait a second. Let me just find it. EFS 3.C, okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Which level is this? High school or?
This is grade 5, I guess.
All right.
5-ESS3. I just searched for emissions, and it appears once in the document. So I found it.
ESS3, grade 5. Okay.
And it says, it's the boldface heading is human impacts on Earth systems, and it says human activities in agriculture, industry, and everyday life have had major effects on the land, vegetation, streams, ocean, air, and even outer space. But individuals and communities are doing things to help protect Earth's resources and environments. For example, they are treating sewage, reducing the amounts of materials they use, and regulating sources of pollution such as emissions from factories and power plants or the runoff from agricultural activities.
Okay, I'm sorry, Don, but I wasn't able to find that. Grade 5?
I did with the PCI range by standards, I just searched for emissions.
Yep.
If you
does it come up and say which one it is?
Yeah, it's 5-ESS3, Earth and Human Activity.
Earth and Human Activities. And when I go to that, I don't see, I see ESS3-A and B, but not.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's in the Disciplinary Core Ideas box underneath that.
But ESS3-A does include the concepts we're talking about, thankfully. I just wonder if by the time they got.
You're looking at in. I'm sorry, Karen. I just wanted to clarify where. I'm trying to find where this is. You're looking at the Disciplinary Core Ideas, ESS3.C.
Right.
Okay, that's okay, so I have to.
Yeah, it's not a performance expectation. It's
But it's interesting to note that the when you use the word, if you just search the whole system on the word greenhouse, the reducing greenhouse gases is a middle school concept. When you use, then you look for the high school one that shows up in ESS3, Earth and Human Activities, but now it's buried into a much larger space, and the clarification statements get into it, but it's a little bit harder to connect the two dots. But looking at reductions in greenhouse gases in middle school, and then looking at, maybe that's just the way they designed it. It's a little bit, it's blended in with other issues in the high school level.
Okay. So we obviously don't have time to talk about each of these in depth right now. So what I'm going to suggest is that what I could potentially do is restructure these notes here in this Google Doc where I accumulate, put together the ideas that were expressed so far as reflected here, and then potentially have the person who that brought this one up to sort of lay out the larger argument, and then we can have conversations about each.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That sounds good. This is Martha. I didn't read the standards yet, being honest about it. But I'm going to.
Okay. Well, the point here is that we're not going to have. I mean, what would be good is if during the course of the next week, so I can try in today, to formalize these into a structure where each set of comments and the particular standard being discussed is pretty clear, with the person's name on it who brought it up, and then that people could, over the course of the next week, add to those comments. We can have and now potentially, if people are interested about a particular one, you can talk to me, and we can have separate side conversations on a teleconference before next week. But what we'd like to be able to do next week is to have a broader discussion about each of these that have been fleshed out a bit more. So the idea is to get these a little bit more fleshed out and some conversations about them going this week, whether they're offline, meaning by email or in this Google Docs, or if people feel the need to have a separate a teleconference.
Mm-hmm. And can you say just a little bit more, Tamara, about what you mean by fleshed out? Do you mean alternate wording and rationale or some other?
Well, here, what I was doing now was I was really just trying to capture what the standard was and the immediate concern. So if it's about wording, then what I would suggest is that people put the wording that we would like to then put into the survey as the suggested wording. So to have a conversation about that. If there's a more philosophical issue, like about the engineering solutions in engineering, then to begin to draft a paragraph that states the position and brings in any references to pieces of the standards that are relevant. So what I'm talking about here is to begin to draft up what we would actually submit with conversation between members of the Climate Literacy Network. But it would serve as the basis for our conversation next week. So you'd have a draft text that then we would probably have 6 or 7 things we might talk about next week, and we could potentially, depending on how many it plays out, we could potentially extend our teleconference to a second hour so that we can spend 15 or 20 minutes on each one and really get a thorough discussion about each piece. So then at that point, then we can formalize those and get them all submitted before the 29th, which is the following. We're not going to be able to have a conversation about this on the 29th. It's going to have to be submitted by then. It's going to have to be finalized by then. So I guess what I would suggest is that we have this broader, over the course of this week, we try to begin to draft our concrete responses about each of these things with input. So they can still be draft. We can have another conversation next week and try to finalize them, but then we have a few more days, and then to continue to, if there's some that become obviously really still controversial by next Tuesday, we still have a few more days. But we won't plan on having any more detailed conversation about it on the 29th, since it has to be submitted by then. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
Sure.
I think so. I would like to ask the group, and perhaps this is just following through on a question Scott brought up about general ideas. So today what we've done is draft a list of particular performance objectives that were cause of concern, immediate concern. And I guess what my question would be is, are there any broader, larger things than those? Is it a sort of superordinate level of thinking that is a broader thing that needs to be addressed? Perhaps something along the lines of the question that was brought up about the term model, for instance, that would have gone across.
Well, So we have two of those. We have two of those comments. We have one about the models.
Okay.
We have one about the engineering and solutions, and that there should be more mention of other strategies. So I think that I was intending that this list to include those items that are not very specific. So if there's something missing here, and I will try this afternoon to formulate this so that, and I'll actually number them so people can refer to. You go to if you want to talk about this, go to such and such a number in this Google Docs. And if there's something that's not here, and I'll invite the entire Climate Literacy Network to do this, to add another number and to state what the issue is, and there could potentially be a conversation about that.
Okay. This is Julie Lambert, and I just wanted to add that it looks like the appendices are really helpful. And if you go to the F, Science and Engineering Practices, on page 6, it explains the definition of models for all the different grade levels. And that really helped me a lot to see what they were talking about. And I just found that. So it might help us to be looking in the appendices.
Okay.
Good.
I was going to throw a general comment was one I had raised that everybody seemed to agree to was something about the language complexity of some of the statements.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think if we were really good guys, we would try to give at least one example of taking something that was had much more complex language and simplifying it. So I'll give a shot at that.
Okay. I think I actually captured that.
I won't be able to be on next week. Yes, that's Art. Since I won't be able to be on next week, this is Karen. I'm wondering if there's somebody who will take the geoengineering issue and work on that.
Well, this is Karen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Karen, if you can refine it in the Google Docs and see who else has a discussion with you, and then at that point maybe, and if you don't get anybody else, let me know, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to be out of hand starting Thursday, so.
There's one other flavor of comment that I think is important for us to make, and that's some praise that climate has got a lot of good attention in this document, and we compare it to the existing National Science Ed standards, and man, it's a lot better. And I think there are other general improvements that can be mentioned, but as we provide feedback, I think it's important to remember to provide some encouraging feedback as well as pointing them to things.
I will say I did go.
Change.
So I agree. I agree, Don. We should do that. But I also did look through the survey, and most of what they want to gather is comments about specific. There's very little. There is room. I made sure that there was. There's room at the end of the document for more general comments like this. So, which is where we really should add all of these things. But
yeah, and that's where we put it in the May document as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So I think I've captured it. Is there anything else that people want me to add to this list to make sure that we address?
So there's a term that I found used to. Relative to the science, and if entire website on the word risk.
Frank, I'm losing half of your words. I'm not understanding what you're saying at all.
I'm not a great for talking, so it's not a big deal. I can let it slide.
All right. Well, if you want to add it, you can add it yourself to the Google Doc at some point.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good.
Okay.
Karen, this is Rebecca. Do you want us to write in the Google Doc or put in write comments as comments along the side?
I am fine with. Well, give me a chance today to reorganize these notes so that they have a little bit more clear-cut sections for each of these ideas. But then I think that I'm okay with you just adding your comments to the Google Doc directly because we really want to try to sort of begin to converge onto the input that we actually want to provide. And what I might suggest is if you're not sure you want to just, you know, change somebody else's comment, just add a paragraph below it. I am going to number the sections so that, you know, just keep your comments within the correct section so that it doesn't get people confused. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're thinking you'll post that later today?
Yeah, I'm going to try to revise this now so that we have these nice sections. And by the end of the day today, I will email out everybody that I've done that. Okay.
Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Tamara.
All right. Well, thanks for all of your input, too. I really appreciate it.
This is Martha. Is anybody going to the Green Tech Doctoral Ball?
To the what?
The inaugural ball, Green Tech.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
I wish.
I got a ticket. Someone gave me. Oh, well.
Enjoy it and report back.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take some pictures.
Do a little dance for us.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.